The Super Bowl is a football game played annually to determine the championship of the National Football League. This really big deal is also what historian Daniel Burstyn calls a pseudo-event, an event staged and scripted not just for the thing itself, but for public relations and commercial purposes. This sporting event is not unique in its hyperinflation. Presidential photo opportunities are pseudo-events, and professional wrestling is as pseudo as they come. The Super Bowl itself could easily be renamed the Pseudo Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday is not a national holiday, but it might as well be, because it is our premier national ritual. American presidents always present their State of the Union address around the time of the Super Bowl, but that constitutionally mandated event doesn't even come close to the Super Bowl in cultural or political impact. On Super Bowl Sunday, about 60 players suit up for the football game that is the centerpiece of the ritual. Perhaps 100,000 spectators will be in the stadium. But the football game itself is a minor part of Super Bowl Sunday. In fact, the big story of the day, the one that gets little newspaper coverage, is the story of how the rest of us have domesticated the game by watching it at home. The Super Bowl is the number one at-home party event of the year, surpassing even New Year's Eve. More than 120 million of us will gather to witness the two contests. The contest of the teams, of course, but also the contest of advertisers, who will pay more than $1.6 million for 30 seconds of airtime. Research shows that two-thirds of us will actually pay attention to the ads, and more than half of us will talk about them on Monday. Super Bowl Sunday is a prominent instance of America's ongoing devotion to television. It seems a little peculiar that our culture organizes its parties around a televised pseudo-event, but that's in fact what we do. Sure, throughout the year we gather with family members to watch Friends or Frasier or ER, but on Super Bowl Sunday, we broadly extend our family to include even people who care nothing for football. The average size of a Super Bowl party is 17 people. So Super Bowl Sunday is a confirmation of how important TV is in our lives. Sales of large-screen TVs increase 500% during the week of the Super Bowl. And of the 10 most-watched TV events in world history, 9 are Super Bowls. And the 10th is the Olympics. Super Bowl parties also revolve around food. On Super Bowl Sunday, Americans consume more food than on any day except Thanksgiving. We eat an estimated 4,000 tons of popcorn and almost 15,000 tons of chips. We dip those chips in about 8 million pounds of guacamole and even weightier masses of other chip dips, bean dips, and salsa. The results are predictable. 6% of Americans call in sick the day after the game, and sales of antacids increased 20% on Super Bowl Monday. Many makers of such foods pay the National Football League big money to become official sponsors of the NFL. Food companies sign multi-year contracts to emblazon their products with NFL team trademarks and all league trademarks like the NFL shield and Super Bowl logo. Many food companies are also involved with the NFL's high-visibility quarterback club. Their snacks may not taste better than the other brands, but they're banking on the fact that they'll sell better because of the good taste shown by their licensing agreement with the NFL. From the sports bar, this is Dr. America, the official armchair quarterback of the American Studies Museum.